This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm delighted to be speaking with Amy Irvine McCarg. Amy is an award-winning author. She is also a DreamWorks analyst, and she is offering a one-day workshop, one day only, at the AHA School for the Arts on Thursday, February 20th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The subject is verticality, dropping into the dream through writing. Amy, thanks so much for joining me.
So happy to be here, Susan.
So your personal story is a story of lemons from lemonade. I'm sorry, of lemonade from lemons, excuse me, exactly the reverse. Could you briefly summarize the trauma that led you to North of Eden and Mark Bregman, your guide?
Well, I think it's sort of a triptych of traumas. In 2000, my father committed suicide, and I wrote a book about that. That was the beginning of sort of a slow decline, which culminated with a serious case of postpartum depression and psychosis after my daughter was born. And it was at that point when I almost ran the car off the road with my daughter in the car, because I believed that was the best thing for us, that I turned to Mark Bregman in desperation and said, you know, the antidepressants, the self-help, the yoga, the running, nothing is helping me, and I'm having these intense dreams. So that's where it all began.
All right. Thank you. Why do you think dream work trumped all those other things you mentioned, antidepressants, therapy, yoga, other forms of intervention, whatever you tried, and eventually did help you find your true self and a large measure of peace?
So, Susan, it's a really good question, because I do think there are many paths to God, so to speak, that the dreams speak so directly. There's sort of a custom-fit job for each person's predicament. And the idealized self that gets cultivated from a lifetime of compensating for hurts and insecurities and fears, it's a very hard thing to break, and what the dreams want to do is to break that so that the soul can really emerge into the world and be the creative, loving, sort of divine presence that we can be when we're not scarred over by trauma. And what the dreams taught me was that trauma really is a gift, and by taking you through back to face into the shame and the fear and the pain that's there, that by shedding those layers, you encounter a deeper sort of support through the archetypes that appear in the dreams, which is why the founder of this archetypal dream work named it as such, the founder being Mark Bregman, my original analyst.
Okay. Could you talk about the way Mark Bregman and North of Eden staff work with their clients?
Yeah. There are several levels in which archetypal dream work occurs for people. The first is many people do personal sessions with an analyst over the phone. You just send in your dreams via email, and then you work the dreams with an analyst on the phone. And at first I thought that would be very impersonal, but it actually is a way to not be so obsessed with the outer world when you're just on the phone and you can close your eyes, and what the analyst does is step back into the dream with you. And in archetypal dream work, which is unique from other Jungian styles of dream analysis, is that the analyst is not interpreting the dream for you. You're stepping in together through this portal into the unconscious, and you're exploring, what is this for you? What does that feel like? What comes up if you just stand here and face this bear that's running at you? It's more sort of what opens up for the person as you go in deeper and you just stay in this place, and the dream sort of just reveals it to us. And the second level is the group work, and that's what will be happening in Telluride the third weekend in February, and that's where we do group reenactment of an individual's dreams, and it's a very sacred, very tender process, a very dramatic process, in that everybody jumps in and plays part of the drama that's happening, the psychodrama for the person, so they can really feel into what the dream wants them to know about what's thwarting them in their lives, and what's possible. And what's so extraordinary is the way the dream continues to break us down and show us all the ways that we are still getting in our own way and the ways that we don't open ourselves to the kind of profound creativity and support and love that is there for us that allows us to be more of what we can be. An example for me was after my daughter was diagnosed with an autoimmune illness, it was sort of an excuse for me to stop writing and take up cleaning houses in Mountain Village and stay, you know, run around from doctor to doctor and fix her special foods, all of which needed to happen. But there was a way I sort of let that be the excuse for me being small. And the dreams have been sort of chomping at my heels to step in more into my creative talents and to become bigger than what I had been.
An amazing explanation. Thank you very, very much for that help. Now to your workshop. If the point of it is to look for the cracks, as you describe them, in horizontal writing, what are the blocks that get in the way of being able to write from the depths that we plumb?
Well, you know, the same as I think what keeps us on the surface of ourselves in the idealized self that we like to project out and convey to the world. The same things block us from going in deeply into our own creativity and really into our own dreams. It's that inner world we're looking to get into, which Carl Jung referred to as the underworld. And we don't want to go there because we are so used to living on the surface of our lives. We don't live in a culture that really embraces the dream anymore, although I think that's starting to change again. But if you look back at all the original religions of the West, they all began with a vision or some kind of divine message or image. And we don't know how to access that. Once we do, stepping through that portal is the same portal we step through for our creativity. They're really one and the same. We're going down into the unconscious. We don't want to go there because, A, we don't know how. We've forgotten how. And, B, we have these editors and these, as Carl Jung called them, these ear whispers that tell us we're no good or we don't have time or there isn't enough money or, oh, if anybody knew this about myself, I couldn't possibly show this part of myself or I would just be the laughingstock. So I think shame, fear of the fear and pain and vulnerability that we would be exposed. And I think the thing that is actually the most scary is that sense of desire that just opens up in us when we begin to step into our creativity and to just feel all that energy sort of rocking through us. Jung referred to it, and Mark Bregman refers to it as the libido.
Wow. Okay. Again, thank you for your answer. There's so much to think about after you answer, and I'm not really sure where to go, so I will go to this question. How will your workshop help non-writers? And then what about professional writers?
It's one and the same, because we all have a story to tell. We just don't know what the story is because we haven't really encountered our authentic selves. And so when I write, it's an excavation to find that deeper layer, the underworld of my life. And so what we're doing when we're helping writer anybody is to find the crack in the surface of their writing, in the surface of their creativity, in the surface of themselves, and drop in so that we're no longer in the realm of the mundane, but we're down in the mythos. And once people are in that mythology of themselves, the story just opens up and it becomes art. So for example, I write memoir. I could write a very rote story about being the child of an alcoholic parent and the father who committed suicide and the book I'm working on now about postpartum depression and motherhood and madness and the dreams that took me back through. There's a way that could be a very mundane story told in very mundane terms, which wouldn't really be in the realm of discovery for me. I'm not interested in writing what I already know. I want to see what else is there, and so I want to get into the mythology. And so what we'll do is we'll be looking for ways to drop in where people see their own pain and their own experience and their own desire as something mythological and more meaningful and really vital to who they are. And we'll be doing that with a number of writing exercises. And as you know, there's a prerequisite to to do a session of dream work before they come to the workshop, because then we'll have some material from the unconscious to work with when we go in to write, something to take us through that portal into the realm of the unknown.
Wonderful. Thank you. I have so many other questions. It's difficult to end this interview, but maybe we can continue the discussion. I certainly do plan to take your workshop. This has been Susan V. Rock, and I've been honored to be speaking with Amy Irvine McCarg. Again, she is offering a one-day workshop as part of a weekend session with North of Eden, doing archetypal dream studies. That workshop is Thursday, February 20th, 9 to 3 p.m., the subject, verticality, dropping into the dream through writing. Amy, thank you so much. I look forward to future conversations.
Likewise, Susan. It was a great privilege. Thank you.
Thank you.